The delegation contends that the VA says the Tomah facility waiting time is 8 days, but it's really 17 for new patients. Milwaukee VA reported 11 days wait, while an audit shows it takes 23 days. The Madison Middleton Hospital's wait time was reported at 29 days, but veterans are waiting an average of 50 days. So last week, the Republican delegation sent a letter to the VA acting secretary demanding answers. Congressman Sean Duffy says they're trying to put the heat on.
Why we were getting misinformation, why they were putting a rosier spin on their numbers than the truth presented, and what systems do they have in place that provide misinformation.
Duffy calls this an organizational structure by the VA of misrepresenting facts.
Maybe they have some system in which they're able to, with a straight face, give us bad numbers, and they still have no problem giving us numbers that aren't true. And, you know, I can tell you what, that makes me angry.
Duffy's Democratic challenger, Kelly Westland, is from a military family. She blames Republican budgets for the crisis.
It's frustrating to me to see people in Congress who have not been good advocates for making sure that the VA is adequately funded now using this opportunity to score political points. You can't just be an ally for veterans when it's politically convenient. You've got to actually go to bat for them every single day. And those who supported the Paul Ryan budget don't have a track record of supporting veterans.
She's been touring VA facilities in the northern half of Wisconsin. She does agree that more doctors, nurses, and staff are needed in all clinics. Mike Simons, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.